You can sit whenever you wish, or you can stay standing. So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. Very good to see each of you. We give thanks to our sword masters, the Joy, the Cindy, and the Sherry. We did not warn them that they were going to do this. That was very powerful, huh? You can't do it wrong, you know. You can only do it right, because all the energy is flowing, and once the energy is flowing, it sort of connects in with you. For those whom we have not met, our name is Aronda. And some of you we have met online through the virtual reality. And now we get to see you in person, and you get to see us in person. We're much taller online, don't you think? Huh? Some tell us that we are much taller when we are on stage. That's because they're looking up. And we are looking eye to eye, huh? You see, in that energy, know that the selenite follows the intention of the user. Just like your intention is creating your reality, your acknowledgement of you, your acknowledgement of that energy, your acknowledgement of all of those wondrous parts of yourself that we've stared all up in the energy, and you think, ugh, they said this was fun. It's been a little fun. That was a long time ago at 10 o'clock this morning, yes? And yet, you feel lighter. Your skin is actually a different color than it was earlier today, because you have integrated those things that just no longer serve. Oh, and we give thanks for you. Ye with the crimson hair. How wondrous to have the length of it and the beauty of you shining through. You know, that is who you are. You can be anyone you are choosing, because everything is possible. And as you are everything that you are, as you are connecting in that energy, you create it. You created a business with your body, huh? Yes, and you teach others how to honor their body. You created a beauty of jewels, and everyone wears them. As the vessel Marilyn says, at least all the cool people do. So with that energy, know that there's activations that are occurring that you may or may not even know about until you get away from this space. And when you get away from this space, you think, what happened? We don't know. But as it does, what we are acknowledging is just to help you integrate all that has happened today. It was a lot, wasn't it? Huh? 10 o'clock was a long time ago, eh? Lots of laughter, lots of fun, lots of boogieing down, huh? Or boogieing up, huh? Where did that phrase come from, boogie down? We like to stand on chairs and boogie, huh? If there were any empty ones. So, but as you see that, know that the energy of love is who you are. And with that energy of love that radiates from your joy, we know that this one says, it's touching my hair. The beauty within it, with the gentleness, because so often we are not gentle with ourselves any longer. You know, the world comes in and says, comes in and bonks you over the head. Maybe sometimes so much you get to wear a hat, huh? And trust that. with that energy and with that intention, you are building a new world. You are building that essence, truly, that you are choosing. So that is why the vessel Marilyn and the joy want to let you know that if you're building something that you get to change your bracelet for, that you're still building that. So stop it. Just stop it, dearest. And you say, how do I stop it? 1, 2, 3, awareness, breath, breathing, breathe now. We know sometimes when we look deep into someone's soul, their heart pops open. And the waterworks can start, and they work so hard to keep all that water inside. Why? It just washes the face, releases the pressure. You know how much pressure humans entail? How much pressure they put upon themselves? Yes, even our vessel Marilyn, who's lots of fun, but she's like pressure on top of pressure on top of pressure sometimes. So stop it. When you feel that essence, or you feel that you're sort of pushing back, stop. Ask yourself, what is the real essence of this? Breathe. Allow you to feel whatever you need to feel. It may be good, it may be bad, it may be ugly, it may be indifferent, it may be anger, it may be rage. Feel it. You can't just, light plurkers. They used to be light workers, but we like plurk better. Light plurkers are the most difficult sometimes to get to shift sometimes because they want to remain in that Zen place, huh? I am peace. Even though they've got a storm going on under the surface. We know some of you feel that way. But they want to be in peace, and they want to represent peace, and they want to show peace, they want to feel peace, they want to know peace. And then when they get done with peace, they want to know joy. But they've still got under the surface that they've squished down and packed in so hard that they don't know how to get it to come out now. Breathe into it. Have the awareness that whatever you stuffed down will show up again. Sometime, somewhere. Ask for it to show up with the most appropriate parts that it can. And when it shows up with the most appropriate parts that it can, in the most appropriate way, pay attention. Look into it. Shift. See what is happening. Breathe into it. Feel it. Ask what you get the opportunity to do, see, feel, know, or say in order to integrate it. And if that's it, integrate it. Snap your fingers. Shift the energy. And therefore it is gone, dissipated. If you ignore it, then it will show up in some other way. If you think you have to always be that Zen person, when something tragic happens, then it will show up again until you deal with it. So we recommend getting it right away. Seeing it. Feeling it. Breathing into it. And making the choice to dissipate it. So it is no longer in charge. It is still a part of your cellular imprint. You know, we don't want to rip parts of yourself out. We love all those parts. Love them. all those old programs and old parts that for 27,000 years of lifetimes, it's a lot. But they don't have to be in charge any longer. And that's the key. They don't have to say, when this happens, I do this. When that happens, I do this. Instead, it is more like when this happens, let your cells recalibrate for this new energy. For as your cells recalibrate in this new energy, that is where the shift happens. For a moment, you're not in your comfort zone. Yes, we know that one, yes. And the farther you get out of your comfort zone, think, I am so far out of my comfort zone, I don't think I can even see where I was. Celebrate it. Because you know the shift is coming quickly then. And that is the key. When you're in your nest, it's always the same. But when you step out of your nest, when you step into just a little more income to make, when you step in just a little more energy to have, when you step into just a little more relationship, just a little more love, just a little more self-love, that is the key. Breathe. You see how easily you hold your breath? You know what we say? You see how easily you fall back? Now stop it. Don't fall back. Step forward, as the Egyptians do. Step forward with your left foot. Why left? Well, they say it's because it connects them with the underworld or some story. Just because it is, they've got the balance of the feminine, the left side of the body, which is balancing the masculine, which is the right side of the body. You know, humans have been through the matriarchal, the patriarchal, the matriarchal, back and forth. Whose archal are we following now, huh? What is appropriate? So when we meet a part of the new masculine energy and see it balance with the feminine energy, that is when the new human comes in. That is when each effect that you are making is based upon your own divine innate ability. Your own divine intuition that acknowledges your soul and the most amazing talents and skills that are in your soul, yours. And you say, yippee, I don't know what that is. But you really do. But you see, your first instinct as a human is to deny that. Deny that skill and deny that possibility that is within you. Stop it. Because you are the most creative life force on this planet, in this galaxy. You are, how many times do we have to say it, huh? The next evolutionary step of humanity. You are, Lynn. You are. And everything in 27 feet, 26 feet of your energy field is also following that course. That is why we say it is time to shift. It is time to acknowledge your part in the universe. It is time to acknowledge your part of creating beauty. It is time to help others see the reflection of beauty within themselves so you can see yours. You understand what we say? Breathe. Breathe. We should not have to tell you, huh? You know you are human now, yes? Or that can be a surprise. You're mostly human. the body is, and it requires oxygen. It requires oxygen to move. It requires oxygen to connect. That is why we ask you to breathe. That is why we want to remind you that if you stop breathing, notice it. Why are you not breathing? Why are you disconnecting in that energy? When your brain knows your body needs it, when your heart knows your body needs it. So love the body. Love that energy. And as you do love that energy, know that you will have everything activated within you that you are choosing. Tomorrow will be a celebration of that activation. And tomorrow you will get the opportunity to feel everything in the cells of your body with such elevated emotion that you'll walk out of here and miracles happen. Yes. We've had people that their goal in life, they were 60-something year old, their goal in life was to be on stage on Broadway, and they never had been because they'd always been too afraid to audition. Yet they left here, they went and auditioned. Now you can see them on Broadway. Or people that did not have a car, have a car. People that did not have a relationship, have a relationship. Understand that what's possible. We thank you for that remembrance, and we are going to activate what is possible in your world, if that is all right. We're going to deactivate anything that you're ready to let go of and activate anything you would like to magnetize to you. So take a deep breath. breathe. You see, we wish you to remember one thing. Not that. That you are magnificent. We know the vessel and the joy are saying, how do you know how to do that? We learn. We are trainable. As are you. And when you believe that you are not trainable any longer, what do you need to do? Stop it and change your bracelet. Yes? You see, with that energy, to say that, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that, I just can't do that, you can come back and sit down, it's okay. You just can't do that. That denies this. Your own magnificence. And that is when you say, stop it. You are magnificent. You are wondrous. You are connected. You are the conscious connection of constant energy of source. You are you. Yay. Celebrate your every given moment. Breathe. Everything is a choice, yes? We are choosing to celebrate you because it is within you as to what we choose to celebrate. All the answers are within you. Now, Vessel Maryland is a private session, but she still says all the answers are within you. And it is. You are the wise ones. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the consciousness of humanity. The consciousness. And when you become more conscious, when you become more aware that you're aware, which is what consciousness really is, everything around you also becomes more aware. Everything. That is the law of the field. That is the law of the universe. So just to make sure you get it, we hope to play a little song for you. Because music takes off where the human emotion can't feel they can go. That is what music is. Music is the universal language for your cells. We have no idea what the volume is, though. We just wish you to know that you are loved. We wish you to know that with unconditional love, everything is possible. With unconditional love, all things are connected. Trust that, dearest. And breathe into the words of the song. It's not a new song. You may all know it.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing
Remember
why.
That.
And it's in every one of us. By
it is in you
and by
and you.
just remembered. It's like I've been sleeping for years. I'm not awake as I can be.
You're going to wake it
but
more,
my seeing's better. I can see through the
trust.
I've been realizing that I bought this ticket
or a
watching only half of the show.
See, that is the
there
key.
Is scenery and lights and a cast of thousands.
You are part of that cast.
What I know, and it's good. That it's so.
And it is so.
It's in every.
Reach out and touch someone.
Of us to
doesn't
be
matter where we can stand if you wish.
Find your heart. Open up both your.
Yes, and know you are loved and loving. You are trusted and trustworthy and trusting. We love you deeply, and we bid you namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.